My name's Kylie Kindlespire, and I'm running the 4x2, 4x1, and SprintMed.
My name's Gabby Aiken, and I'm running the 4x2.
My name is Kaylee Baker, and I'm high jumping.
My name's Leah Hartford, and I'm running the 4x8.
We have four members of Indianola's girls track and field team sending a huge group to state this week. First of all, ladies, congratulations on a great district meet. What does it mean to be representing your school and have such a big team with you headed to state?
I mean, I think that the fact that we have a huge group just shows like how much depth we have on our team, because we have girls, we have a lot of different girls coming compared to last year. Like, even though we have more events, there's more girls that are running those events instead of just the same couple like running all those events for us.
Yeah, it kind of just means the world to me that we have so many events going this year. It really shows off all the work that we've put in this year, specifically coming into our championship season. We really put our heads down and got to work, and it's really going to showcase this week.
I think it really shows how well-rounded of a team we are. Like, we have athletes competing in all four field events and not near every running event, and I think it's just really shows how what a wide range of athletes we have in the program and how far we come.
It's really cool that we have so many people going, because it shows how hard our team's been working this year, not just in one event, but in all the events, and so it's neat to see that work pay off.
Well, not only that, it's been a program that's been growing in strength, right? You're one of the smallest schools in Class 4A having to contend with the big Waukee Northwest and all the above, and here you are not only competing with them at events, but matching some of those schools in terms of numbers. How exciting is that to see the program grow over the years and to be a part of that growth, knowing that Indianola Track and Field has a real chance to do something special this week?
I mean, it's really exciting because we have a chance to do something that we haven't done in a really long time. And it also just means a lot to all of us because we've all worked really hard and we've built really good relationships. And I think the relationships that we've built now, we're also building with the younger athletes, and that's pushing those younger athletes to stay out and want to compete and get better.
It's really important to me that we compete with the big dogs, because they might have the numbers, but we've got the talent and we've got the drive and we want it bad. So it's really important to me that we've really come together as a team to work together to make that our goal.
I think it's really important that so many people get to be a part of this, and we've all been working together all season to come to where we are right now.
It's really neat that even though we're pretty small for 4A standards, that we can compete with the biggest schools, and we have enough talent to like stay up with them.
Well, I guess that gets to goals, and I'm sure the goals have been high all season long, and you have most of the pieces in place to accomplish that. What do you need to do to get to those goals, which I know includes the trophy and obviously a lot of hopefully individual events, and what are the things that need to go well for you to be one of those top three teams come championship Saturday?
I think the biggest thing we've done to reach our goals has been letting go of all the bad things that have happened this season. At state qualifiers, we missed out on one of our relays, but I know I still had two more to run after that, and I didn't let it hold me back, and we ended up qualifying in those next two. But just like the support system we have, that's really important for us to, like, how we reach our goals is how we support each other.
Our team motto all season has been all in, and I think truly everybody's effort this year has incorporated the all in attitude, and that's really going to help us this weekend when we go to the championships.
I think one of the biggest things we've been working against is obviously the weather, with 35 mile an hour winds at state qualifying and also the rain and hail today, but it's just a matter of getting out there whenever we can and doing our best with what we got.
Like Coach Mo always says, it's going to be the little things like how we're eating and sleeping and hydrating this week, and those things are going to pull the big win together.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. The Indianola girls, just four of many members headed to state this week. Ladies, get some rest, congratulations, and look forward to seeing you at the Blue Oval. Thank you.
Thank you.